Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, a person has his Korban Pesach, and unfortunately, Nitma, it became Tamei. Now the question is, what percentage of the Korban Pesach became Tamei? Says the Tanakhama, says the Reisha, if it was Nitma Sholem, the entire Korban Pesach, Oirubai, or Roiv of the Korban Pesach, Sorfan Oisilaf Neabira, Meatze Maracha. You have to go and burn it in front of the Bira. What means the Bira, says Rashi, Kalamikdash Kulai Kori Bira. The entire base of Mikdash is called the Bira. So somewhere in front of that Bira, back on Daf Memtes, we had a Machloikis, Toises brought two Shitois. Actually, it's not our Gemara, it's a Gemara in Mesech, this is Vochem Daf Kuf Dalid. Exactly what the definition of Nei Abira is, but basically it means either on the Harabayis in front of the Beis HaMikdash or right off the Harabayis in front of the Harabayis. So you're supposed to go and burn the carbon because the carbon became posel, it became nitma. What's the din? You can even use Atze Maroch. Atze Maroch means the etzim that you normally use for burning the kabbonis on the Mizbeach. When I say burning the kabbonis, that means the Aymerin of all kabbonis and the hekter chalovim veivorim by the karm oila. So you can use those eitzim. The reason why you're allowed to use eitzim, Rashi says on the Amud Aleph, is because leiv bezna masna leim, that when people donated those eitzim for the Beis HaMikdash, or they donated the money to purchase the eitzim of the Beis HaMikdash, the bezdin of the Beis HaMikdash said, you know what, just in case people have problems with their kabbonis becoming posel, like becoming Tomei, like our Gemara, you can use the Atzim Arocha for burning those Kabbalas. Now, what happens if it's only Nitma Mi'utai, only a small part, not Roiv, a Mi'ut of the carbon became Tomei? Vanoise, or you didn't finish the entire carbon Pesach within this man, and the next morning you find that there's Noise, Sarfen Oisei, then you have to burn it Pachatzrei Seyen, Oi Al Gagoi Seyen, you burn it in the private Chotzer, or the private Gag of the private individual, Me'atze Atzman, from their own stock and supply of Eitzim. Hatzikonin, however, the Tzikonin, Rashi said Tzikonin Atzorei Ayin, Tzorei Ayin means people that are misers, stingy. They don't want to spend their own money. So for Yisrof Ne'abira, what they could do is they could traipse over to in front of the Beis HaMikdash, Bishvil Lehonois Me'at Marocha, to be able to use the Eitz Marocha, so they don't have to spend money on their own. Somebody should please mute themselves because there's some background noise. Okay. Bottom line is what our Mishnah tells us is, did you have a Korban Pesach? It became Tomei. Now, normally when you have a Korban Pesach, you take it home to your home in Yerushalayim, and you didn't eat it there. If it becomes Tomei, says our Mishnah, you can go and use the Atze Marocha, the Fnei Habira, to go and burn it. However, if it's a Miut, if it's only a small portion of the Korban Pesach, or it's Noiser, then you burn it at home, meaning on the Chotzer, on the Gag, and you use your own Eitzim, unless you are a stingy individual. Fine, we're going to talk about this in much greater depth as we get into the Gemara, but first we start off by asking, why, if the Korban became Nitma, do you have to go and burn it, Lefnei Habira Me'atzim Arocha? Why don't you go and just burn it at home, like in the case of the Miut, Sarfen Oisim V'chatzrein U'Bagag Oisein? As we'll see in the Gemara, and we had earlier on in our Masechta, on Daf Chavdalid and Daf Memtes, there's halacha that when you have posel karbonois, if they are kodshe kudishim, you have to go and burn them in the Azor itself. Bakhoidish bo'esh tisroifu. You go and burn it in the kodesh. On the other hand, if you have kodshim kalim, which can eat throughout Yerushalayim, you can burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim. And that being the case, why does the Mishnah require you to go and burn it lefnei habira, my taima, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, kedei levayshon? We want to go and be mevayish. We want to embarrass that person who allowed his Korban Pesach to become tamei. We're assuming that it didn't happen ba'ones, that it happened with a certain degree of negligence, because if the person was really, really careful with his Korban Pesach, how could it possibly become Tomei? Of course, accidents are always possible. But the assumption is that if the person allowed his Korban Pesach in its entirety, or the Roif, to become Tamei, somehow or other he was Poshea, he was negligent, and therefore we want to go and be Mevayish him in public. Not Chas Hashem because we want to be Mevayish this individual, but we want Ken Yiru V'Chen Yasu, that people should realize that this Korban Pesach is not just, okay, another expense that I have to put down on my expense inventory or overhead. There was a store for many years here on the west side that used to go and sell its chametz before Pesach to one of the Orthodox rabbis of one of the Orthodox shuls, and that store remained open the entire Yontif, including Yontif itself, not only Chol HaMoed, and they sold chametz the entire Yontif. Now the question is, was the sale of the chametz to the rabbi at all effective? Because after all, they just continued selling all the bread and all the chametz and everything in that store throughout Yom Tov to anybody. Goyim Yin. And in fact, if you asked the Jewish owner of the store, listen, you obviously don't believe in all of this. Why are you selling your chametz to the Orthodox rabbi? He says, you know, it's just another overhead expense. I just throw it in, another $20, $50, whatever he paid the rabbi when he sold him the chametz. And he says, this way, it's another expense, but I hope to retain my Jewish customers because they see that I sold my chametz to the rabbi. See, here too, you shouldn't just look upon a Korban Pesach as just being an extra expense. Korban Pesach is something which is very holy. Ganz Klal Yisrael, bring the Korban Pesach. Make sure it doesn't become Tamei. If it becomes Tamei, we make a public spectacle out of him, so everybody will be very, very careful.
David?
Yes?
Sometimes it can be anus. Someone's relative passes away.
There's no question about it. There can always be an oinus. But we're assuming that 99% of the time it happened as a result of some sort of pshia. And therefore, because of that pshia, that's why kedei levayishim. So you're going to say, well, what about those people that did a oinus? We shouldn't be mevayish them. Listen, I guess loy pluk, we couldn't start being in so fine detail and say, well, we have to have a whole investigation. Was an oinus, not an oinus? They said, anytime if it's a ganz Korban Pesach, we're going to go and obviously people will hear there was an oinus and they'll say, okay, Nebuch, this guy is a Korban, but it was an oinus. But the important thing is to incentivize Klal Yisrael that this is very holy and they should be very careful. Mitma miutai. But that's if it was right. What happens if it's a miut? Says the Mishnah, you burn it at home on your chotzer and your gag. But this doesn't have to be Dafke Pesach. This could be any day of the year. A person has, for instance, a Korban Shlamim. A Korban Shlamim you're allowed to eat Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. And it's now the second day after he brought the Korban. He didn't finish the Korban yet. And he decided to go make sandwiches to take with him en route somewhere. And he went a little too far. He left Yerushalayim. And now the sandwiches with the Korban in it, unfortunately, becomes Pasul B'Yoytzei. V'Niska. And he says, "Oy, yoy, yesh b'yadi basa kodesh. What am I gonna do?" So, imam atzoyfim. If he already passed a place called Soifim, some say it's hard Soifim, or it's just a place that you could go and be tzofed. In other words, it's beautiful scenery, so you can see all around. That this Soifim, says Rashi, was quite distant already from Yerushalayim. Yichvais was, let's say, just to throw out an arbitrary number, it was already 10 miles out of Yerushalayim, or something like that. That being the case, you are not matriach him to go back to Yerushalayim to go and burn it in Yerushalayim. Serve him, he can burn it wherever he is. So he's outside Tzayfim. He discovered, I got some shlomim which are tamei. Burn it shum there. The imlav. What happens if he did not pass Tzayfim? Therefore, he's much closer to Yerushalayim. Choyzev serve from the abira. Go back and burn it from the abira. May atze hamaracha. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that since he is traveling with, and he took with him a small part of the carbon, now, how do I know it's a small part of the carbon? It doesn't really say. But it says, Niska sheyesh b'yad basar kodesh. He remembers that he has some basar kodesh. So the assumption is that the majority is already eaten up, and he just has shirayim left, which he has in his knapsack, and now he remembers, I left Yerushalayim. It comes Pasul B'Yotzei. Go back into Yerushalayim if you're not beyond Tzoyfim. you're close to Yerushalayim, go back in the city and go back all the way to the bir and use the atzim aracha. But we said in the Mishnah that if it's a miut, you use your own atzim on your own gag and your own chatzah. It depends if you're talking about an balabus or you're talking about an achsanoi. What does that mean? The case that Amish is talking about, the balabus is at home. He has his Korban Pesach. Unfortunately, the Korban Pesach, part of it got tummy, or part of it got posel be noiser. So what should he do? So, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, he should go and burn it. He should go and take his own eitzim. However, this person is a traveler. He's a visitor. He's an achsanoi. An achsanoi, when he travels from place to place, he doesn't usually take along with him eitzim. He relies on fuel locally, wherever he's going to go. And therefore now he is stuck. Unfortunately, he has no eitzim, and he has now a carbon that needs to be burned, so he can go and use the public atzim aracha and go back to the base. Maybe shoot atzim aracha and burn it over there. So that's the teretz number one. Number two, both cases can be talking about a visitor. In the case of our Mishnah, it's talking about that he is still visiting in someone's home. Maybe he rented a house, maybe he's a guest in somebody's house. But the point is, he is local in Yerushalayim. He realizes that part of his carbon became possible bituma or some other way. What does he do? He should go and use the local eitzim. Either he should have eitzim, buy eitzim, borrow eitzim, wherever, take eitzim and go and use it to burn the carbon. However, this visitor is talking about that he's already left Yerushalayim. He's on the way home to Haifa, Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, Be'er Sheva, wherever. He's already baderech. Certainly, since he's achsanoi, he doesn't have any eitzim with him. So now he has to traipse back to Yerushalayim, unfortunately, because it became possible b'yotzei. So we have rachmanis on him, that he doesn't have to start collecting wood or buying wood or looking for wood. He tells me, you know what, go to the Beis Habira, to the Beis Hamikdash, and go and burn it there by using the atzim aracham. Rav Zvid said, I want to go back to the first pshat of Rav Chama bar Ukva. What was Rav Chama bar Ukva's pshat? Kan bachsanoi, kan bebalabais. Says Rav Zvid, according to Rav Chama bar Ukva, v'avagav d'loi hechzik baderech. Even if he did not start traveling. In other words, the case of the Braisa, where it says that you can go, if you left Yerushalayim, and you return, you can go and use the Atzim Aracha. Even if he didn't travel anywhere, he's still local in Yerushalayim itself. And unfortunately, his carbon became possible. What's the din? Achsanoi kim de leslei. Since an achsanoi typically is a visitor, he only has with him maximum one suitcase and one carry-on. He doesn't have anything more than that. So he doesn't have eitzim that he transported from place to place. He has plenty of eitzim at home in Tel Aviv, but he doesn't have any eitzim in Yerushalayim. Kim de lesle, asu kitzikonim. Then the Chachamim said, you know what, we're going to throw him a kula, a leniency, and we'll give him the same din as the tzikonim. What's the din of tzikonim? Not like we learned in the Mishnah, hatzikonim. Tzikonim are the people that are miserly, people that are stingy. So if an oisam ne'abir mishvil, we will allow him to go and burn it with Ne'abira so that he can go to Yutzi Atzim Aracha and he doesn't have to worry about buying or trading or borrowing or collecting or looking for Eitzim. He can go and use the public Eitzim. Now, one, he's using the public Eitzim, why does he have to go Lifnei Habira? Why can't he use the public Eitzim anywhere in Yerushalayim? So that's the price of Tana Rabban. Both the Sorfim Chatzri same Umeyatzi Hamarocha Ein Shoymun Lehem. The two go together. It's a package deal. You want to use the Atzi Marocha, it's got to be Lefnei Habira. If you want to go and burn it privately Bechatzri Seyen or Begagoy Seyen, you got to use your own Eitzim. So Freitimar, now Freitimar, Bezok the Braise, Bol the Sorfim Chatzri Seyen, Umeyatzi Marocha. If you want to use the Atzi Marocha and burn it privately in your own backyard, in your own front lawn, on your gag, on your roof, Ein Shoymen Lehem, don't use an Atzi Marocha, you have to use your own Eitzim. On the other hand, Lefnei Abir, if you're going in front of the Beis Hamikdash, in front of the Harabayas, to go and burn your carbon that became possible, He wants to use his own Eitzim. Ein Shoyim Lehem. We do not listen. You have to use the public Eitzim, the Atzim Aruch. So, Freik Timura, I don't understand. In the Reisha, I understand. When you're burning it privately in your own chotzer, you want to use the Atzim Aruch, and the Kahanim say, Loi, Aloi Mitan Aleph. We will not allow you to use the Atzim Aruch. You know why? Because Dilma Paishin Minayu, you took home, the person wants to take home from the Atzim Aruch to his own chotzer. He's going to go and take home, Ichweis, 10 Eitzim. And guess what? He didn't need 10 Eitzim. It was enough with 8 Eitzim. So Dilma Paishin Minayu, 2 will be left over. What is he going to do with the 2? He said, this is 2, it's he's going to go and use them. He's going to use them for his own private purposes, like to heat up his oven, to heat up his chimney, heat up his fireplace, etc. Rashi points out it won't be a din of Me'ila, because Lev Bezdin Masna Leyen, the people have the right to go and use the Atzim Aruch, not only for the burning of the aymerin and the oilois on top of the mizbeach, but people can use it also to go and burn psulei kodshim. However, if he in fact is going to use these extra eitzim and not return them, he's also going to be over on having hanoah. It won't rise to the level of me'ila. He's going to have to bring a korban asham me'ilois, but if you will, it's a form of geneva or gezela, because this is not his. This belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't just use it for your own purposes. So therefore, you cannot use an Atzim Aruch if you make a private fire in your own rishus. But Freiti Malafnei Abira, may Atzi Atzman, my time alai. This person is a generous individual. He doesn't want to use the public Eitzim. He says, I'm going to burn it Lafnei Abira, but I'm going to use my own Eitzim. So what's wrong with that? Is a machlekes. Rav Yosef Amar Shlei Levi Yes Mishein Loi, because if 5 other people are all going to stand online to go and burn their kabanas, and all the others are going to use the public eitzim, and he brings his own private eitzim, so they're going to be embarrassed. Look, this person is so generous and so gracious, he doesn't want to use the public funds, he uses his own, and I have to go and use the public funds, either because the person is not sufficiently wealthy, he doesn't have enough money, or because it's just generally a busha, appears to be a very gracious, and I have to go and take from their eitzim. So Rabbi Yosef says, don't do it. Don't bring your own eitzim. If you're coming to Lefnei Abira, fine, no problem, you can burn Lefnei Abira, but use the Atzim Arach. Rabbi says, Neachshad, what's the chshad? The person is going to be burning his carbon together with other people that are standing there, the Fnei Habira. Everybody else is going to use the Atzei Maracha. He's going to be using his own Eitzei Atzmoi. What are they going to do when they're finished? Those that use the Atzei Maracha will return them to the Kahanim and say, Kahanim, here, I only needed 8, I didn't need 10. Here, I give you back 2 Eitzim. This fellow, whoever, who brought his own Atzei Atzmon, he's going to put it back in his suitcase and he's going to go and take it home. So the Bichshad people say, oh, look, hey, look, Yankel. Yankel is taking Ma'atzi Amarocha and he's taking it home. What a ganef, what a ho ho ho. My benai, it was enough gemina. Eke benai the icy koni v'charyusa to lichozil amarocha. That he brings the type of fuel to go and burn the karbonos, which the Beis Migdash does not use on the Mizbeach. He uses konim. Konim are reeds. Becharyusa are charoyes deka. We've had that before. Those are the lulavim that harden on the top of the palm trees and eventually grow. In Eretz Yisrael, they usually use it a year later for either schach, or theoretically you can use it for brooms, and they get nice and hard. Anyway, so konim and charoyes deka can be a very effective fuel for a fire, but they're not used for the Atzei Maracha in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, out the first reason, the Vayishu Levayishu Mishein Loi, that time still applies. Look, Yankel Smith brought his own Eitzim to go and burn, and I have to use the Atzim Aracha, so I feel ashamed, I feel embarrassed. According to the second Pshat, Neachshad, if people see that he puts the Konim Chariusa back into his bags to go home, nobody will be choshed that he's taking Atzim Aracha. It's crystal clear that these are his own Eitzim, because the Beis Mikdash doesn't have use for Konim Chariusa. So there's no problem with the Inyan of Chashat. Now, since we had this machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rava, legabei shloi davayish or bnei achshad, we bring a parallel machlokes in an unrelated scenario. Tanan hasan roish hamamid hoyamamid es atameim al shara mizrach. As you know, throughout the year in the Beis Hamikdash, we had 24 mishmarais, and every mishma was divided up into 6 or 7 batei av that did the malacha, did the avoid every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so now, every day before the Kohanim started doing the Avodah, there was one person in charge, and Mara called him Rosh HaMamid, which presumably is the same as the Rosh HaMishmar. He was in charge of making sure that all the Kohanim that doing the Malacha that day, the Avodah that day, that they were all Tahirim. What happens if, in fact, he discovers that 1 or 2 or 5 of the Kohanim are Tameim, whatever Tumah it was, Tumas Nevela, Tumas Balkeri, Tumas Sheretz, whatever it was. So what would he do? Rosh HaMamid or Yamamid is a Tameim al Shar HaMizrach. He would have them all stand online on the Shar HaMizrach, and they would stand there, assembled twice for half an hour, for an hour. What's the reason why my timer? Rabbi Yosef Gedei Levayshin, to go embarrass them. What's to embarrass them? After all, they have this unique duty and responsibility, and schus to go and do the kabbonos as the batei av once, or actually twice a year, since the 24 mishmaris, they worked 2 weeks in the year. So you have this rare opportunity. Pinked on that day when you're supposed to do the avoida, you became tamei. So Mendy's going to say once again, but it could have happened by oinus. It's true, it could happen by oinus. However, if the person was sufficiently careful, 99% of the time, he would not have become Tameh. So Kedei Levayshin, we want to make them a public spectacle, so that the Kahanim should be very nizah, should be very, very careful, and not Chas V'Sholem become Tameh. Rav Omer Bnei Achshad. What's Achshad? Says Rashi, that people are going to say, if you do the work in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a very nice thing. You get chusim and mitzvahs, but you lose a day's salary, or you lose a week's salary, a beisav, or the whole mishmar. You're going to lose time from your job. So the chashad is that if people do not see this koyin doing the avoida, they'll say, haha, I know why Yankel Smith HaKoyin didn't come today to do the avoida, because of the fact that he is working for his boss, and he wants to make $100, $1,000 that day for working for his boss. So Timamai Benayi was enough community between the two reasons. Eke Benayi of Mefanki. Mefanki are the finicky type of people, those delicate people that never work anyway. They are constantly unemployed because they, how can I work? I'm just, you know, I'm an Einikel from the Dubra Melech, from the Baal Shem, from the Arizal, or whatever it happens to me, and I can't do work. So therefore nobody's going to be choshed them on the second side, that the reason why they didn't come to do the avoid is because they're doing work somewhere else. They never work anywhere else. These are people that live a life of leisure, and therefore nobody will be choshed that Yanko Smith didn't come because he's working somewhere. He hasn't been working somewhere for the last 25 years. However, the Kedei Levayshoi, that is because we want to go and show if Chas V'Sholem became Tameh, we want him to be a public spectacle to incentivize the Kahana to be extra super duper careful not to become Tameh. Inami, another reason is the Kogodl Shishura. Kogodl Shishura, says Rashi, means his malacha that he does on a regular basis is one that is very lightweight work, and as a result, he gets paid very, very little. Godol Shishura literally means to go and weave and make rope. Apparently, this is something that they only made pennies a day, because it was such a poor, menial type of position. A person would gladly give up a day's work and work in the Beis HaMikdash, because I'm only going to earn altogether a nickel or a dime anyway. A man that might as well go to the Beis HaMikdash and do work, because then I'll be able to go and share in the Chazav Shoik. I'll be able to go and get some of the oirois and things of that nature. So the fringe benefits of being, of doing avoid in the Beis Midrash far outweighs, besides the schus, besides the mitzvah, the financial income is better than just earning pennies on some menial, low-level position. Anyway, this machlokes, as you see again, is between Rav and Rav Yosef, is the reason Kedei Levaisha and Ov Ne'achshad, and therefore that's the same thing by the Korban Pesach, that's the reason why, or by any Korbanis, that's the reason why we say, don't use Atzei Atzman in front of the Bira. Either the reason is Shulei Levaish and Misha Enloi, not the Mavaish people that have to go and use the public Eitzim, or Ravasim Ne'achshad, because he's going to pack away some of the Eitzim when he goes home, because after all, they were Atzei Atzman. Because of Shad, the people will say that they were Atzei Maracha. So you have the two Machloikis in Rav and Rav Yosef, Kedei Levaish and Ne'achshad. Zog the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Shi Yotzoi Shin Nitma Yisorev Miyad. What happens if you have a Korban Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, and now you are taking the Korban Pesach home to go and broil to eat that night, and unfortunately you took it beyond the city limits, and it became posel b'yotze. Or it became tameh. So what do? On Erev Pesach itself, don't wait. Yisorev Miyad, burn this psuli karchim on the spot, and hopefully, if there's still Shecht and Korban Pesach, you'll chaparayim, and you'll try to add yourself to a new menuyim list. And if not, well, it's unfortunate, but Lemaisa, at the time of Shechitin Zrika, this was a kosher carbon, so therefore he has the benefit of the carbon, even though he won't be able to eat from the carbon, and it'll be potter from having to bring Pesach Sheni. But Yisor Miyad, burn it immediately. Nidmu Abal, Oishe Mesu. What happens if not the Korban Pesach became posel, but the Balaam became posel? How? They became Tameh, or Chas HaShalom passed away. So there's no one to go and eat the Korban Pesach. This Nitmu means a type of Tumah where they will not be Tohar that night, either because there's not enough time to go on Toivil, or because they had a type of Tumah, for instance, Tumas Mes, that they won't be able to eat that night, or Shemesh HaShem, they passed away. Don't go and burn it immediately on Chamisha, on Arba Asar, meaning on Erev Yontif. You certainly cannot burn it on Yontif itself, because we have a rule, Ein Sarfin Kodshin B'Yontif. So you're just going to wait until the first morning of Chol HaMoed, and you're going to burn it at that time, together with all those people that are going to burn any noiser, any Korban Pesach that was left over. The word Teuba Tzarasi means that you let it sit until it develops like a different complexion, because fresh meat looks totally different than meat which is older. So it's a bit of a euphemism, but Teuba Tzarasi means that it's no longer that fresh Korban Pesach, it's already old, like the noiser. And bear in mind, they didn't have refrigeration and they didn't have freezers at that time. So, if you shechted in the Erev Pesach, by the time you got to Shisha Asar in the morning, it already may even have been a little bit rancid or spoiled or whatever. And then, Yisarif, and then go and burn it Shisha Asar, first day Chalavite. Rabbi Yechim Breka Oimer Avzeh, even this case, where it's not because of the karma, it's because of the Baalim. Yisarif Miyad, burn it on Yudalim, Lishi, She'en Le'oichlin. This Korban Pesach is an orphan. Nobody can eat from it because the Baalim, unfortunately, became Tmeim or Shemesim. So, burn it Miyad. There's no purpose of waiting until Shisha Asa. We're going to discuss the Machloikis and the Sefer in greater detail on the Amud Beis. In the meantime, we go to the beginning of the Mishnah. Somebody had a question.
Who's responsible to burn the Korban if the Baalim are dead?
The Yorshim. Whoever is in charge of their estate. Zoktimar, we started off the Mishnah saying that if a Korban Pesach becomes posel b'yotze or nitma, yisarv miyad. It has to be burned immediately. Bishloima tamei ksiv. We want to know what is the makoyer, what is the source in the Torah that a Korban that became posel or becomes tamei, which is also a form of psul, how do you know there's a din of sreifa? Maybe what you should do is be cover it. Maybe you should just go and throw it out in the trash bin. How do you know there's a din of sreifa? It says in Mar Bishlam Tomei Ksiv. It says in the pasuk, "Va'abasar sheyigar b'chol tomei lo ye'achel ba'eish yisarif." This is talking about any carbon that touches tumah, lo yi'achel, don't eat from the carbon, eishisar, if you gotta go and burn it. As the Gemara is going to point out shortly, this pasuk is talking about kodshim kalim. And certainly, kal v'chomer by kodshe kodshim, that if it becomes tumah, by eishisar. So I now know the makar for the nitma. But the Mishnah also said a pesach shiyotza, if it comes posel biyotze, you also have to burn it miyad. Freitimar aliyotze minolan, where does it say in the pasuk that you have to burn it? The chassid says in the pasuk, hein lehuvez dam al kodesh penima, ochel toichel oisa ba kodesh kasher tzivesi. Now this is part of the dialogue between Moshe Benu and Aharon HaKohen. What was the story over there? As we know, it was the first day of the inauguration of the new Mishkan. And unfortunately, that day, while it was a tremendous day of joy for Klal Yisrael, it was also a tremendous day of sorrow, because on that day, Nadav Avihu Nebuch died. So, what happened? So, there are a number of kabbonis that were brought that day, without going into the in-depth, into the entire situation. All we need to know is at this point, there was a korban chatas, which was a chatas Rosh Chodesh, where Aharon HaKohen decided we're not going to eat from this chatas Rosh Chodesh. On the Omid Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us, according to Reb Nechemia, that the reason was because they were all onanim, and an oinein is not allowed to go and eat from a korban. So what did they do with this korban chatas, which could not be eaten? They went and they burned it on the spot. How do I know that they burned on the spot? Because you have Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Aaron, and he's saying, hey, I see the chatas v'hinei soyrov. I see that you are burning it, or that it's burned. Why? It didn't go bad, and therefore, why aren't you eating it? Why are you burning it? So, Amalei Moshe Lahar, Madu l'achaltam as a chatas. Why aren't you eating the chatas? Maybe the reason is because it came in lefnim. The word lefnai v'lefnim is typically used for blood or for carbon that went all the way into the Kodesh Kadosh. But the Mepharshim explained that here, lefnai v'lefnim is lav davka. He really means to say, shem nichnas dama lefnim. Lefnim means into the heichal. And the times of Moshe Beinu, that means into the ohel moed. What was the problem? There's a pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed to go and take dam from a korban chatas into the oil moed. For those that want to look at the pasuk, it's here on the Omid Beis, Torah Ora Sholim Ois Aleph. V'chol chatas, a regular normal korban chatas, where do you do the zrikas adam? On the Mizbeach Hachitzoy. Mizbeach Hachitzoy is a Mizbeach within the Azar. What happens if you have a person who is super, super religious, very frum, very erlich, and he says, I don't want to just go and do the Zrikas Adam here on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. I want to go lefnim into the Heichal, and I'm going to go and do the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Pasuk says, V'chol chatas, ashe yuva midoma el oyel moyed v'chaper v'koydish. Any chatas that somebody brought the dam into the oyel moyed, meaning into the Heichal, the Chabad B'Kodesh to go and do the Zrika Saddam, loy say achel ba'esh tisar, if you're not allowed to do that. That is an isur, and if you do it, the whole carbon becomes possible. Aha. So that is the first part of the pasuk. Amalei Moshe Laharim. The pasuk says, hin lehuve es dam al kodesh penima. The blood didn't go into the Kodesh, did it? And Aharon said, of course it did not. So madu lei chatas, why didn't you go and eat it? Shem nichlas dam al afnim. Did the blood go into the heichal? No. Maybe it went out of the machitza, meaning maybe it left the azara out of the Beis Hamikdash, or in the times of Moshe, outside of the Mishkan. It was b'kodesh the entire time. Why don't you eat it? That was the dialogue between Moshe and Aharon. The white akka didn't they eat it is because of the aninus, according to Reb Nechemia, as we'll see on the Omud Beis. But now, It says in the pasuk clearly, since the blood didn't go into the heichal, then there's no reason why you shouldn't eat it. How do we have a raya legabe yotze chutzlem chitzasa? So Rashi says that the word penima is totally superfluous. It could have said in the pasuk, hein lehuva es tama elha koidish. We know that the koidish is penima. The oil moed is more closer to the koidish kadoshim than the azara. So what does that say, penima? And therefore, Rashi says that the gemara is darshing the word penima independently. And you start the pasuk again. Moshe says to Aharon, number one, hein lehuva es dam el hakodesh. There's no reason why you should be burning this korban chatas. The dam didn't go into the heichal. Number two, the dam did not go outside of the azara because penima, it remained penima inside the azara the way it was supposed to. The times of Moshe, I mean, it didn't leave the chotzer. It was inside the chotzer the entire time. It didn't go out to the machne leviyah. It was there in the whole chotzer the whole time. So I see from that pasuk, the way the Gemara darshins, that there are two possible problems that would have sanctioned, authorized the burning of this carbon. Either that the dam went inside into the heichal, or that the dam went outside of the azara, outside of the base of Midrash, or outside of the Mishkan, it would become posel biyotze. So says the Gemara, since Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aharon, there's no reason why you should have burned it, because it didn't go in, and it didn't go out. Mechlal is the mashma, the inafka, if it did go out, and it became posel biyotze, inami ayu dam lefnim, or it became inside, meaning inside the heichal, basreifi, then you have to go and burn it. Therefore, I have a raya that yotze is required to be burned from the mice of the chatas by Moshe and Aharon. Says Iman. It's Mishlam, so let's get back to our mission again. In our mission, we said that two things happened to the Karban Pesach. Either became possible be yotze, or became possible be tumah. And in both cases, you have to go and burn. It's Mishlam in Nitma, Gali Rachman, Bekotchim Kale. The Torah was Megala, that's the first pasuk that we brought right after the Mishnah. Va'abosa she'iga b'choltami lo yeyochel, it's talking about kachim kalim, it's talking about a shlomim. And the Torah says if it becomes tamei b'esh yisarif. Now, if it's b'kachim kalim, kolchkin b'kachim kudishim, then certainly you have to go and burn it, because kachim kudishim is that much holier. El yoytze ashkhan kachim kudishim, the whole mekor of yoytze is from this pasuk of Moshe Bahar. Moshe Bahar is talking about a carbon chatos. Chatos is kachi kudishim. So kachi kudishim, if they became posel biyotze, you have to burn them. The kachim kalim in olam. If you're only talking about kachim kalim, well, remember, kachim kalim you can take out of the base of English. You can eat it throughout Yerushalayim. Just don't take it outside of Yerushalayim. Oh, if I took it outside of Yerushalayim, who says it isn't in of Sreifa? Maybe Sreifa is only Kachim Kudishim that you took out of the Beis HaMikdash. But Kachim Kalim, by definition, you take out of the Beis HaMikdash and you eat in Yerushalayim. So if you took it out of Yerushalayim, maybe you don't need to go and do Sreifa. So that's Kasha number one. This is Nocha Kasha. Hodisani, we have a Braisa. What happens if there are other psulim that occur to a carbon? What other psulim? Lon Dama. We're not talking about Jeftafka Korban Pesach. Any carbon where they did a lina on the dam. Lina of the dam means that they did not do the Zrikas HaDam in a timely fashion. What's a timely fashion? Any carbon that's brought today, you have to go and do the Zrikas HaDam before Shkia, before nightfall. If that dam remained in the Mizrak beyond nightfall, too late, boy, say the carbon is possible. Mishpach Dama, what happens if the dam was initially niskabel inside a mizrak, and unfortunately the koyin stumbled, and nebuch all the blood poured out on the floor, there's no blood left to do the zrikas adam. Or Yotze Dama, chutz l'klayim, our case of Yotze, that the dam went outside of the Azara, outside the Beis Midrash, and now it became possibly Yotze. The Kaimulan, we have a Kabbalah that the din is Bisreifa. You have to burn the carbon. Minolan, how do I know that you have to burn the carbon? Where does it say in the Torah that if Nishpach Dama, Lam Dama, Yatzah Dama, that the din of Sreifa? Everyone, Nafkalim and Reb Shimon. The Sanya, Reb Shimon Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Bakodish Ba'esh Tisareif. So again, you have Pasuk Aleph of the Torah or Shalim. It doesn't say those words together, Bakodish Ba'esh Tisareif. But rather, what it says is, Kol Chatos Hashayuva Midome El Oil Moyed Lechaper Bakodish Loi Seochel Po'esh Tisareif. So we put together the words Bakodish Ba'esh Tisareif. And what do we learn from those words? That Bakodish, any time that you have chas v'sholem a korban that became posel, this posik in particular is talking about that you brought the dam inside the heichol, which is prohibited, but that's what you did. What's the halacha? Ba'esh tisarif, you got to go and burn this carbon. It says Reb Shimon, limit al chatos shesreifasa ba'koidish. It's not enough that there's a din of sreifa, but you got to go and burn it ba'koidish. Ba'koidish meaning in the Azara itself, that's where you have to burn it. Now, in the other Zubavad, now I know by the din of the Chatos where the blood got into the Heichel. But Shar Psul the Kachi Kudishim. What about any other type of Psul? It becomes Psul Biyotze, it becomes Psul Binoiser, it becomes Psul. Well, Noiser says Befeish in the Torah that you have to go and burn. But it becomes Psul Bituma, any other type of Psul. Or a Murikachim Kalim. A Murikachim Kalim has the same status as Kodshei Kodeshim, that you're not allowed to be moil in the Emurim of a carbon Kodshim Kalim. Minayin, how do I know there too, if they became Pasul, Biyotze, Betumma, what have you? Tamaloyimer, it says in the Pasuk. Now, although it's written in parentheses, it appears that the parentheses are in error, but Tamaloyimer, V'chol Ba'koinish Ba'esh Tisarif. The V'chol is the first word in that Pasuk. V'chol chatas hashiyuv midam. It could have said v'chatas hashiyuv midam. Why is it v'chol chatas? So therefore, it's coming to tell you v'chol, not only a chatas, but any other korban that what which has the status of kachi kudishim, which became posel ba'koydish ba'ish tisarv. You have to go and burn it in the azar. So timar achkechon kachi kudishim. We now know Kachi Kudishim, because this pasuk is talking about a chatas, and the chol chatas, any other type of psul in Kachi Kudishim, not only the psul of the dam going inside Pnima, into the heichol, but also any other psul, the din is by Kachi Kudishim, the chol chatas, you have to go and burn it by Kachi. But Kachim Kalim, how do I know Kachim Kalim? I still don't know the makor that if Kachim Kalim became posul, biyotze, or Londama, or Nishpachtama, how do I know that there's a din of Sreifa? Says Igmara, you know what? You're absolutely right. There are no more Psukim. And therefore, Ela Kol Psula Bakoidish, Besreifa, Loishna Kachim Kalim, Veloishna Kachim Kudishim, Gemara Gemiri La. Every one of the Kabbalists that becomes Possel, whichever way it becomes Possel, whether it's Possel Biyotze, Possel Betuma, Apostle, what have you? The halacha is halacha lemoish v'sinai. The words Gemara Kamiri Lo says Rashi means halacha lemoish v'sinai, that they all have to be nisraf, sai kachi kudishim, and even kachim kal. Ah, Zokti Gemara, chatas tiharan. In the posik, there's this lengthy discussion that we had on the Amud Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling off Aharon HaKohen, and he said to Aharon, why did you go and burn? Why are you burning this korban chatas? The blood didn't go inside into the heichel. The blood didn't go outside to become posel biyotze. What do I need that whole pasuk for? After all, I have now halacha lemoish misinai that every single psul kachim, sai kachim kudishim, sai kachim kalim have a din of sreifa. Everything, you're right. The Torah is just repeating and reporting to us what the dialogue was, that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at Aharon for burning the carbon Rish Chodesh of that day, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did you do that? But not that we learned halachas from it, but it's just telling the Master Shoye Kachoye. Thank you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Amra Filu Pigo, Toen Ibetzura, Minolon. We've had this Gemara already before. The Rabbi Ravua says that no matter what the nature of the psul, you don't burn it immediately, but you have to wait until ibatur. Ibatur means you have to wait until the next morning, as if it was noisar. Go and burn it immediately. Go and burn it the next day. Question is, we all agree that on certain types of psulim, you have to do ibatur. If it's the type of psul which is not begufay shel karban, it's external to the karban, then the halacha is ibatur. Now, what would be external to the karban? That, for instance, that the baalin were not able to eat from the karban because they became the mashal tamei or shemesu, that type of situation. But the karban itself is a beautiful, wonderful karban. Never, there's a problem with the baalin. So what's the din then? Don't go and burn it immediately. You wait for ibatura. You wait until the next morning when it becomes noiser, and then you go and burn it. But Rabbi Ravua says, in every case, even by pigul, which is considered to be a psul begufay, because you have been mafagel the carbon by having a machshava that this carbon is going to be eaten chutz lizmanoi. Says Rabbi Ravua, makes no difference. All kabbanis toin ibatura. Frankly, my manol. And how do I know? Why don't you just burn it immediately when it becomes possible? Says Yimor Yalef oven oven me noisa. You learn oven oven me noisa. The word is say oven oven me noisa. So Rashi brings all the psukim over here. By pigul it says vanefesh hoy cheles mimenu avoinah tisa. When you eat from a carbon which is pigul, you have an avoin avoinah tisa. And it says by noisa vaoichlav avoinah yisa. So here it says avoinah. Here it says avoinah. I learn oven oven to tell you that there's a din just like by noisa. You have to have ibatura. Noisa by definition is ibatura. It only becomes noiser after the ibatura by the next day. So same thing by pigul. Also, you have to wait until ibatura. Why don't I learn the same oven oven? We had this pasuk by pigul. And then it has by yaharin a similar pasuk where it also uses the word oven. It says that Moshe Benu said to Aharon. Aharon said to Moshe. It says in the pasuk. The oisa nosan lechem losis is avoin ho eta. This is referring again to the karm chatas. The oisa nosan lechem. The reason for this karm chatas on Rosh Chodesh is losis as avoin ho eta. Our Gemara doesn't go into what the avoin ho eta is, but we have that at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos that says that the seiri Rosh Chodeshim comes in mechaper al tumas mikdash vekadoshes. The Gemara talks about whether it's that it was helam. Betchila, Helen Basov, Helen Beitayim, a very long sugya there at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. But the Avoyna Eidim means that people, by mistake, by accident, when they were Tameim, went into the Beis Hamikdash or they ate Kachim. So there too you have the word Avoyn. So why don't we learn Oven of Mechatzis Zaharin? Just like by the Oven by Mechatzis Zaharin, it says that Moshe Benu found Vinei Soirov, that they went and burned the Karm Chattas that day. They didn't wait for Ibitzura. So maybe we should say by Pigul and all the other Psulim that we should go and burn it that day. Don't wait for Ibitzura. Amalach Chattas Dahanki, I gave the Nami Ibitzura, Ledoiros Baya. He says the very case of Aharon that you're talking about, what the Gemara is going to say, that the reason why Aharon didn't eat it was because of Aninus, because he and his remaining two sons, Elozvi, somewhere were owning him. Throughout the generations, that taka would require that the carbon undergo ibatura and not burn it on the spot. For Hossam, why by Aharon did they burn the chatas on the spot? Harasha, he said that was a special rasha only for that time during the main Eluim. This was not a message or a halacha ledoyrois. This was a one-time thing. So, Gemara of Hashem Yomrina, now that we've concluded that kol psule de koidish. Sai kachim kudishim, sai kachim kalim are bisreva. Leishna kachim kachim, leishna kachim kalim. Gemara Gemirila, we know that from this halacha lamoishim isinai. So now let's examine a couple of psukim that we brought before that. Here on the top of the Omid, Reb Shimon brought a pasuk bakoidish ba'ishti sarev. Lomali, why does he have to go and say that kol bakoidish ba'ishti sarev, that any type of psul in kachim kudishim, the halacha is that you have to go and burn. I have the halacha of Moshe Sinai. Everything Gemara, hahumi boy leishes reifosa bakoish. I need that pasuk not to tell you the din of sreifa. The din of sreifa I know from the halacha of halacha l'moish misina. The question is, where's the location of the sreifa? The location of the sreifa is Bakoidish in the Azara. There was a place in the Azara, miyuchad, for purposes of burning all the psule kodshe kudishin. Comes out from our Gemara that there were really all together three base hadeshens. What are the three base hadeshens? There was a very, very mini base hadeshen on the floor of the Azara, right next to the Kevesh, where they did the Trumas Hadeshen every day. Every morning they would take off a symbolic amount of ash, put it down next to the Kevesh, it would get swallowed up into the ground. So that was also a base Hadeshen, a mini base Hadeshen. Then they had the larger base Hadeshen for all of those Karbonois Kachi Kudishim that became possible, and Mokam Yuchad in the Azara, where they would go and burn those Kachi. And then they had a base of deshem, lichutz lamachne, that was used for psulei kodshim kalim, which you burn throughout Yerushalayim, or lefnei habira. So you have that base of deshem. And on that spot, they also used to go and put and burn the parim hanisrafim, the seirim hanisrafim, where the pasuk said that they should go and al shefach base of deshem yisarif. You go and burn it on the place where you pour out the deshem that accumulated from on the Mizbeach, and that you carted outside of Yerushalayim. That's where they would go and burn psulim other than psulei kachi chudish, other kabbalas, as well as lichatchila the parim hanisrafim, the seirim hanisrafim. For instance, those kabbalas that you brought on Yom Kippur, which were not eaten but they were burned, they would be burned there on that base hadash. Okay, so that's what I need b'kodesh beis yisarif, to tell you the location of the burning of the kachi chudish. Now back in the Omer Aleph, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara said, how do I know that you go and burn Kabbanis which became Tameh? Oh, it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk Shiga B'chol Tameh Lo Yirachil Ba'ish Yisarev. Faitimor Lomali. What do I need that Pasuk for? I just learned it now from the Halach L'Mosh V'Sinai, that all Psulim Ba'ish Yisarev. What do I need this Pasuk of Agabe Tumah? So Tumah, I'll tell you, Ha'ula Gufei Yitzrech. I need that for this din of Tumah itself. So Kedai Techemina. Kol Psulei Dekoidish. I would think that the halacha mishina is only the gabe psulim that only if affect kodshim. Kigoin, londama, the dam of a carbon became possible, lina, the nishpach dama, or became possible because it was poured out, yotzadama, it went chutz lekloim, outside of the azara, the nishchata, balayla, tibisreifa, all those cases are sreifa, all of these cases less nu b'chulim, these are specifically psule kodshim. Avanitma, you're talking about a case of tumah. The bechulin nami nifsel, chulin can also become tameh. If I have chulin, total chulin, not even truma, just regular chulin. I have my regular bread, I have my regular matzahs, I have my regular potato kugel, I have my regular chulin. What happens if chas v'sholem a nevela touches it, or a dead sheretz touches it, or a nida, or a zav, any type of tumah? It all becomes tameh. And a person who is very careful to eat all of his food b'tahara, even his chulim b'tahara, he won't be able to eat it. So the chulim becomes posel meaning that it becomes tameh. And that being the case, so the din of tumah is not a kodshim dikadin. It's a universal din that applies to all foods. So I might think, the fact that this kodshim became tameh was not a kodshim psul. This is a psul that applies to chulin as well, that it will become tameh if tumah touches it. So, emaleti boi sreifa, betizkele mikfura. Maybe I don't need sreifa, maybe it'd be enough just to be cover it. Kamashvulan, that's why you have to have a special pasik. You have to go and burn it, just like any other psule kach. Fine. Let's now focus on the second part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah was not that the kodshim became possible, but the balim became possible, either nitmu or shemesu. Now there's no one to eat this karban pesach now. So what do I do with the karban pesach? So we had a machloikis in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama said, since in terms of the karban itself, the karban is perfect, it's beautiful, it's totally kodesh, no impurity whatsoever, I don't have the heart to go and burn it now on Erev Pesach. You gotta wait to Ubitzurasai Yisara Bishisha Asa. Go and burn it on the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed. Just hold it and don't do anything with it. However, Birchim Reika said, no, Abzei Yisara Mad, go and burn it right now. Because there's no purpose in holding on to it. Nobody can eat from it. All of the menuyim that were listed on the registry, unfortunately, all of them became tamei, or all of them passed away, or half of them became tamei and half of them passed away. But the point is, there's no ochlam, nobody that can eat this carbon pesach. So there's no purpose in holding on to it and burning it on Chol HaMoed. Burn it now on Erev Pesach. So machloikas tanikama, Rebbeichem Ebroika, Amr of Yosef. Machloikis jenitmu balim acher zrika. The whole machloikis is that the tuma to the balim, or the balim passed away after the zrika took place. Tischazi bosel achila. So at the time that the korban was brought, it was perfect. Perfect shchita, perfect zrika, perfect ochlin, perfect balim, everything was great. Then the Tanakhama says, tuma tsurasa, you gotta wait. What happened if the balim became tummy before zrika, and the kohen didn't even know that, and then he did the zrika? Maybe even the balim didn't know. We're not talking about a tumas atohayim, because that we said the tzitzis merat, but another type of tumah that you only found out about after zrika. Lo yischazi basal achila. At the time of the zrika, the balim could not eat it. They were already psulim at that time. Everybody would agree, even the Tanakhama would agree, don't wait until Shisha Asa, burn it right now. Frankimar Mesra, I'll ask you a kasha. Shaitan the Bryce says, this is the general rule. Kol Shem Psule, Begufoi, Yisarev Miyad. If the Psul is in the Gufa Korban itself, burn it now. If it's an external Psul, not affecting the Korban itself, the Dam, in other words, the Bosser of the Korban was perfect. It's the dam that became possible, biyotze, or betuma, or what have you. Or there was a problem with the balim, shenitmu, or shemesu. Tuba tirasa, yetu beis reifa, you gotta wait until shisha osar in the morning, and then you go and burn it, and take it to beis reifa. So tumar katani balim, dumi the dam. So it says balim, just like dam, right? It says bedam u bebalim. So therefore the Gemara assumes that we're talking about one case. Ma dam lefnei zrika. Clearly the dam is talking about before zrika. Because if the dam was already nizrak, and now remaining blood became tamei, or remaining blood poured out on the ground, or went out biyotze, that's no longer going to affect the carbon. Because the carbon, the zrika of the dam was done perfectly. So ma dam lefnei zrika. So if we're saying that it became posel, it's got to be that it became tummy or posel before the zrika. So av balam must be uto lefnei zrika. And nevertheless, it says to uber tsurasoi. You have to wait for ibitura. Well, one second, didn't we say a moment ago? Rav Yosef said that if you're talking about nitmu balam lefnei zrika, then divri akol yisarav miyad. I see from this price and know that there's this mandiyoma that says to uber tsurasoi. Says Yomar, you know, you're right. We start Rav Yosef again, and we're going to do 180 degrees. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar, says Rav Yosef, Machloikishin Mubalim Lifnei Zrika. That's when it happens before Zrika. That's when we have the Machloikis, Tanakama, and the Bioichanon, the Breiker. Why is there a Machloikis? Tli Ischazi Basalachila, to have the Kipsule Begufoi. Because that's like a psul in the guf, because already at the time of the zrika, there were no balim around. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, Yisoref miyad, don't wait. At the time, it is a form of psul begufai. Not mamish, it's not like pigul or like tumah. But the fact that nobody can go and eat it at the time of the zrika, so then this carbon is worthless. It's like psul begufai. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, Yisoref miyad. If the tumah only came subsequently, so that at the time the carbon was brought, is chazi basal achila, the carbon was perfect. Everybody would agree it's psul machlis tov racher ubaye ibir tsura, and that's why that brisa is therefore totally consistent with what Rabbi Yosef said, that it said in the brisa that if Bedam uba balim to uba tsurasoi. What is that talking about? That's talking about lifnei zrika. If it's lifnei zrika, that's where we had the machloikis between the Tanakama and the Yochanan Breika, where the Yochanan Breika says immediate, but the Tanakama says that you go and to Ubet Tzurasa V'yetz Lebei Sasreif. So no kasha from the Breisa. Rabbi Yosef and the Breisa are now on the same page. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Le'achas Rika Nami Machlokes. The Machlokes, the Tanakama and the Yochanan Breika, our Mishnah is in all cases, not only Lefnei Zrika, but even Le'achas Rika, where at the time of the Zrika, the carbon was perfect, perfect carbon. The balam were perfect, and the carbon was perfect. The balam only became tameh subsequently, or they only died subsequently. It was a perfect carbon. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan Breika says, Tisoreif miyat. Now, what's the reason why? The Azar Rabbi Yochanan Tamer. Rabbi Yochanan goes lishitosai. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan Breika of our Mishnah from Nechemia of the following brisa, Omer Dover Echa. They both said the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Breika had Yaman. That's Rabbi Yochanan Breika we had in our Mishnah. What does he say? That even though the carbon was absolutely perfect, because at the time of the Zrika, the Balan were kosher, they were Tahirim, it's only later on they became Tameh. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan Breika says, Yisar of Miyat. That's the same thing as Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya Mayi, the son of Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, and the Aninus Nisrafazu, the Kach Nemar Ko Aile. For Aninus Kalachas Rika Havya, Vchi Ishtar of the Alta Ishtarif. What is this all about? We go back to the story of Moshe Baharin, that Moshe said to Aharon HaKohen, hey, why is this chatas being burned? And Aharon HaKohen says, Moshe Rabbeinu, let me explain to you. And there's a lengthy Rashi over here, which you can do for homework, but basically, Moshe said to Aharon HaKohen, there are a number of kabbalas which are being brought today, special one time in history karbanos in connection with the inauguration of the Mishkan. One of those karbanos was a special karban mincha. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aharon HaKohen, I want you to take this karban mincha and make sure that you should go and eat it even chas v'sholem when you are onanim. You have to go and eat it because that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzayim is. Even though you're Oinonim, you all know what Oinon means, and Oinon means that Chas V'Sholem, a close member of the family, passed away before the time of Kvura. The person is an Oinon. At night, there's no longer any Aninus D'Araisa. There could be Aninus D'Rabbanan, depending on where the body was buried or not. But Min HaTorah, the Aninus is Biyom, that day. So, Aharon HaKohen and the two siblings, Elozev Yisomer, are all Nebuch Oninim. So by the Karban Mincha, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aharon, go and eat it even though you're Oninim. Moshe Rabbeinu had assumed that this halacha applies across the board to all Karbanos being brought on that day. Aharon HaKohen, however, knew better in this respect than Moshe Rabbeinu. There were three Seirei Chatas that were brought that day. One was the Sor of Rosh Chodesh that we've been talking about all along. Then there was also the Sa'ir of Miluim, because the inauguration of the new Mishkan. And then there was the Seir Nachshon. Seir Nachshon is we start reading at the end of Parshas Nosoi, all the 12 Nisim. And as you know, each one of the Nisim brought every single day a beautiful set of Kabbonis and presents for the Mishkan. And the first day was Nachshon and Aminodav. So that's why the first day is called Seir Nachshon. Now, Seir Nachshon and Seir, the Seir of Miluim, the Chatas of Miluim, those are all one time in history Kabbats. Mash'enkin, the Seir Chatas of Rish Chodesh, is like every time there's Rish Chodesh. Shemirchim, tomorrow is Rish Chodesh. Halavai, maybe you want to base some English today. Tomorrow we're going to bring a special Seir Rish Chodesh. That is a Korban Ledoiris. Saharna Koyin said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, that that you told us ba'aninas yechlua, that we should eat it even if we're onanim, those are only on those kabbanas which are, if you will, hayruas sha'a, one-time historical events, the Seir Miluim, the Seir Nachshon. But the Seir Lachatos, chas v'shalom, we can't go and eat those, we are onanim. And that's the expression of the pasuk. Kach nemer ka'ayla, bushtei ka'ayla, you have oiz gimel, vayda baharan el Moshe, hen hayoyim hekrivus chatosim yesaylosim lefnei Hashem. If they were bringing a korban chatos and an oila, vatikrena oisi ka'ayla, and unfortunately we would have that situation of aninus, the achalti chatos hayoyim, if I wanted to eat now that chatos, or that oila, can't eat the oila anyway, but if I wanted to go and eat the chatos today, when I'm an onen, hayita b'eini Hashem, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be happy with that? He would be very upset. And that's why we're not eating the chatzis Rosh Chodesh, but rather we are burning it. Now Rashi points out, the question is not so much only a question of eating a carbon baninus, you're also not allowed to be makriv a carbon baninus. If a koyin happens to be an onen, we tell him, leave the Beis HaMikdash and don't go and continue the avoida. And here the kahanim, they did the avoida. Shouldn't that passel the carbon? Says Rashi that Aharon HaKohen said to Moshe Rabbeinu that only applies to a Kohen Hedyot. However, a Kohen Gadol is makriv oinan. He cannot eat from the carbon because he's an oinan, but he's allowed to go and do the avoida of the carbon. And therefore, says Rav Nechemiah, we have a situation over here with this carbon chatos, where Nadav Aviyu passed away, and those of Yisamar are not allowed to do the avoda because they're kahanim hedyot. Aharon HaKohen can do the avoda because he's a kohen gadol, so he did the avoda. But now that he did the avoda with this carbon chatos Rosh Chodesh, beautiful carbon, can anybody eat from it? And the answer is no, because the only kahanim in existence, Moshe, that is Aharon and his two sons. Yeah, I know there's another Gemara that says Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Kohen, but we don't discuss that in our sugya. So Aharon and his two sons could not eat it because they were oinonim, and that's why they burned the carbon chatas, because it wasn't just a carbon lishoa, it was a carbon ledoirois, and Hashem would not be happy seeing that a carbon ledoirois is being eaten by oinonim. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, let's think about this for a moment. Just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says in our Mishnah, where was the case? Even if they became tameim li'achar zrika, meaning that the carbon was perfect, it's just the balim subsequently were tameim, and therefore they could not eat from the carbon. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, burn it immediately. Rabbi Nechemiah says we have the same situation over here. What's the same situation over here? The carbon was perfect because it was brought by Aharon HaKohen, and a Kohen Gadol can be makriv ba'aninus. The problem is that nobody can eat from this carbon because they're all onanim. It's just like the case of the Karban Pesach, that nobody can eat from it because they're all tameim or because they passed away. So what do? So just like by the Chatzos Rosh Chodesh, you burn it immediately. Same thing as by the case of the carbon Pesach, says Rabbi Yochanan Broika, you burn it immediately. Ah, Zoktich Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosai. Rabbi Yochanan that says, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, that even though the carbon is absolutely 1000% perfect, go and burn it. Rabbi Nechemi says the same thing, that even though the Chatas Behar Nakoin was absolutely perfect, you can't eat it because they're owning them, and therefore, in both cases, burn it immediately. That's what Imar meant to say by saying that Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Broikah, Nechemiah Amad Dabar Echad, Rabbi Yochanan Broikah in our Mishnah, Nechemiah in the case of the Aninus, and the Aninus Nisrav, the Kach Nemar, Ka'ela, the Aninus Galach Azriki, Yechishtar, the Aldishtar, was burned immediately. Is the Chassimin that Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosai, that Rabbi Yochanan Broikah, and Nechemiah both said Dabar Echad. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Mitchum will continue tomorrow from Rabbi Moisef, Av Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Any questions?